Okay, everyone, welcome to Let's Talk Tuesdays, brought to you by the ATSJR Companies. Let's Talk Tuesdays is a weekly coaching call featuring the wonderful staff of the ATSJR Companies, which is a top personal development training and consulting company. Tonight, I have the pleasure and honor of introducing a Les Brown Certified Speaker Trainer Coach and founder of the One Red Shoe Foundation, none other than Michelle Mueller.
Oh, thank you for that awesome introduction. Thank you, everybody. Good evening, and thank you for joining. Thank you, Antonio Smith, ATS Junior team, for not only making this possible, but giving me your 100% support. So let's get started. This topic was written by myself for me. So I never used to finish anything I started. Chances are I'm probably not alone. Just to give you a little story about me, is I never finished T training at 29. I finished, but I never took the certification. We're all adults here. The only thing that I ever finished, ever known was finishing, was a line of cocaine and a bottle of. So thank goodness I broke that habit. So it was 6.5 years ago that I made a commitment to myself to start finishing everything I started. Start out all gung-ho, get organized, pump myself up, say things to myself like, you got this, you go have a great start. Then procrastination would come knocking. Different priorities arrived. I would get distracted. And then I just wanted it to be finished. So I would finish just to say, I'm did it. And it felt good. Don't get me wrong, finishing is good. Finishing something is fantastic. For me, it was a milestone, something to be proud of. And I was proud. It wasn't until recently I was making a major change in my life, and someone, my coach, Antonio Jr., he said, finish strong. And then I realized I've been finishing all wrong. I've been finished. It's just not about finishing. It's about the steps and actions you take along the way. It's about how you, it's about your habits, your work ethic. It's about the journey. Then Shannon, she said something last week during our leadership class, and it hit me, as many things as she said. Discussing a book, and in her, she said, we need to hold on to what we learn. Let it sink in. And action. It reminded me that there are lessons to be learned in everything that we do. I was always in a rush to finish something that I didn't value what I was doing. I was always in a rush to finish something that I didn't value what I was learning while I was doing it. It was like reading the first chapter of a book and skipping the whole story. The middle is learning is part of the process of preparing yourself for challenges and successes. That is what makes you finish strong. Finishing strong is not a race. It's a journey, short or long, and the challenges along the path is what makes you strong. What you learn along the way is what sets you up for whatever you want to succeed and success is the real goal. Dan Green, author of the book Strong, said it best. Finish strong is more than a statement, it's an attitude. To finish strong, it's a decision that you make in advance. It takes preparation, it's endurance, and yes, it takes sacrifices. It takes self-awareness of bad habits and strength to change them. To finish strong, you must remember why you started. And there may be setbacks. Let me rephrase that. There will be setbacks. Focus can control your attitude. And remember, you need to reward yourself along the journey. Celebrate small victories, but keep them short and sweet. You need your focus. You need to stay in the zone. And I'm not talking about the comfort zone. Not exist. To help you along the journey, you may need to step back and look at the progress that you have made and not what you have left to complete. And don't just look back at the beginning of the challenge. 1 year, go back 2 years, go back 5 years, go back 10 years. Look at how far you came. Embrace that. Get excited. Stay excited. Remember why you started. Obstacles will be there. Move around them. Move over and through them. And you have to redesign the plan. Okay, no problem. Learn and grow from it, but keep moving. Your mind is going to reject things. To want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Picture the finish. Picture your success. Dash it, vision it, imagine it. Close your eyes and feel it. It's amazing how the universe gives you what you need exactly the right time. Excuse me. I was working on this topic 2 days ago on Sunday, and I had the Winter Olympics playing on the TV in the background. Wasn't really vision. It was cross-country skiing, and I liked the skiing. So as I heard the sports, he fell down. And I looked at the TV, and three skiers on the ground. One man fell, and two others crashed and fell on top of him. Their skis were crossed over each other. Poles and arms were fighting to get back up. I watched all three men themselves get up and proceed to the finish course. It's just the opening lap, the beginning of the race. The man who fell, his name was Simon Kruger, and he was now in last place, 6 seconds behind. As I continued to watch, I got lost in what ski was until I noticed I seen someone on the sidelines reach out a new pole to the skier. I was able to identify. He's at least just going to finish the race. So I went back to working on my computer, and the TV caught my attention. Hearing the announcer was shouting, "He won! He won!" Sure enough, Simon Kruger from Norway came from last place, won the gold medal. Now, yes, earlier I had said finishing strong is not a race, but for him, winning the race was his success. He had the right attitude. He had the right mind. He had prepared for this moment. He finished strong so many times that when the opportunity came, he knew how to do it. That gold medal, that was success for him. You need to ask yourself, success for you? More importantly, have you been practicing to finish strong? So when the opportunity, will you be ready? To finish strong is not for the weak. success. You got to give 100%. Give 110%. Go a mile. Trust me, we'll say it's not crowded there. Let me repeat this. Accept help. Simon Kruger may have finished the race with a broken ankle, but he would not have won the gold medal if reaching out and offering it to him. The desire to finish strong gives you physical energy, stamina. Put yourself when you're tired. The desire to finish strong, thoughts, your self-talk, it even strengthens your faith. And when you finish something strong, it sets you up. It sets you up for the next challenge. Chases away any self-doubt. It gives you even more confidence. It makes you braver. It makes you believe. It makes you limitless. To finish strong is a new way to think about life. It's just not. It's a mental thing. It's an emotional thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's in the strong that we learn and discover. Fight for your dreams. Dig deep and keep going in strong. Finish strong is an attitude, it's a mindset, and it's all about the journey. The more you practice finishing strong, the more you will finish strong. So thank you everybody for your time.
Michelle, that was amazing.
Hello.
Great job.
Thank you, Tom. Awesome.
So if you you're welcome. You're very welcome. If you have a comment or a question or just want to show some love to Michelle, I'm going to unmute everyone. Feel free to say what you feel. Great job, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. I would like to tell Michelle, awesome job. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Reverend. You, Reverend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It is the Reverend God.
Don't forget the Reverend.
Don't forget the Reverend.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey.
Great job. I really, really enjoyed you. The point, there was something you said that really stood out for me. I'm looking for it in my notes. Where you were talking about how the Olympian prepared for that moment. Like, yes. He didn't just practice to yes. win. He practiced also for his failures. And yes. that's yes. what I took from finishing strong. You have to practice. You're going for the goal, but you have to practice so that you know how to get the goal even when people think that the goal isn't in your hand anymore. And yes. the steps that you gave yes. to do that were amazing. Talking about our attitude and our mindset and how finishing strong prepares you for the next challenge. That guy that finished and won gold after he fell, he is so much more ready now for the next challenge. And you are so correct. And I appreciate your study and your work ethic that went into preparing this topic today. I was helped, and I'm very proud to say that you are my colleague and my friend.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you,
Shannon. And that makes me feel good that you took notes. That made me feel really good. And thank you for, kind comment.
Your kind comment. Echoing.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Is somebody else there?
Somebody else there?
Okay, so it's not going to let me talk to you here.
It's okay. It's okay. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Grace.
Hey, Grace. Wonderful job. Wonderful job as always.
Thank you.
I know to, you know, in order to get in the zone, I got to get out of my comfort zone. I heard you.
Yes. I had to receive that myself. I had to receive that on this phone call, this video call. So, yeah, the comfort zone, I just try to eliminate that from my vocabulary. I have to.
Well, again, great job as always, and love to see you growing and getting better.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Deanna.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can't see that. It's okay. You can go out there. Oh, you're on the phone. Okay. Deanna is being in her comment because she is sitting in front of me, and so it's an echo. So I believe she's going to, Tempest, can you see what she's typing?
She hasn't hit enter yet.
I can't.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I can't speak.
Oh, there it goes.
But you did an absolutely amazing job. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Deanna, my twin. Thank you. Finish strong. Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else? If not, tune in next week for another Let's Talk Tuesday. We will hear from the one and only Grace Sandals. If you're listening to this podcast, yes. If you're listening to this via podcast, we also have another phone call called Plant Better Mindset Call on Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Antonio T. Smith Jr. So make sure you tune in for that. And final words will come from Miss Michelle Mueller.
I just want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember that Finish Strong is an attitude. It's a mindset. It's about the journey. It's about what you learn. It's about how you grow. And just to receive, you know, hold, like Shannon had said, like quoted Shannon, hold what you learn. Let it marinate. It's in the journey to finish strong that we learn and discover who we are. But I know you have it in you. Thank you for joining. Good night, everybody.
Good night. See y'all tomorrow.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.